This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister was speaking in the Rajya Sabha while replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament.
देश की जनता ने हमारे विकास के मॉडल को परखा है, समझा है और समर्थन दिया है। हमारा ये विकास का मॉडल को अगर मुझे एक शब्द में कहना है तो मैं ये कहूँगा नेशन फर्स्ट। इसी एक उम्दा भावना और समर्पित भाव से हमने लगातार अपनी नीतियों में, अपने कार्यक्रमों में, हमारे वाणी में, वर्तन में इसी एक बात को मानदंड मान करके देश की सेवा करने का प्रयास किया है.
Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said, the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family. He said the government has prioritized skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth. Mr. Modi also talked about Mudra Yojana and Startup India scheme, saying the initiatives are fulfilling the dreams of millions of people. After the Prime Minister's reply, the Upper House adopted the motion of thanks on President's address, negating the amendments of several opposition MPs by voice vote. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of the nations to encourage legal mobility and discourage illegal movement. Dr. S. Jayashankar said this while making a statement in the Rajya Sabha on the deportation of internationals from the United States. The minister said it is obligatory for nations to take back their citizens who are found living illegally in other countries. He said Indian government is in touch with US authorities to ensure that no mistreatment is meted out to the deportees. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jayashankar made a similar statement in the Lok Sabha amid din by the opposition members. As the ruckus continued after his statement, the Speaker adjourned the House for the day. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today announced that the Employees Provident Fund Organisation, or EPFO, has reached a significant milestone by surpassing 5 crore claim settlements in the financial year 2024-25, exceeding the 4.45 crore claims settled in the previous year. Dr. Mandaviya attributed this achievement to a series of transformative reforms introduced by EPFO to streamline the claim settlement process and reduce member grievances. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today attended the Pratham Samadhi Smriti Mahotsav and Shri 1008 Siddha Chakra Vidhan Vishwa Shanti Mahayagya of Acharya Vidya Sagarji Maharaj at Chandragiri Tirth in Dongargarh area of Chhattisgarh. During his visit to the Chandragiri Tirth, Mr. Shah paid a tribute at the Samadhi of Mahamuniraj. Addressing the gathering, the Home Minister praised Acharya Vidya Sagarji for uniting the society to uphold the values of truth, non-violence and charity. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, the annual interaction program of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with the students, will be held in a new format this season. The program will now be held in 8 episodes. It is scheduled to be held on the 10th of this month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Education Ministry said under the new format, renowned personalities from diverse fields will interact with students and share their experiences and knowledge. In cricket, chasing a target of 249 runs set by England, India were 133 for 3 in 19.1 overs in the first ODI of three-match series at Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur when reports last came in. Early opting to bat after winning the toss, England were bundled out for 248 runs in 47.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.